Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Tonight's shiur is on Parshas Vayikra, and there's a beautiful, timeless message that we can draw from a pasuk that we can find in Perek Shishi, and that is Nefesh Kisechata, a soul that commits a unintentional sin. The Asasa Achas Nikol Mitzvah Hashem. He does a mitzvah. However, that mitzvah is not one that is commanded by Hashem. The Hashem. Nefesh ki sechata, v'yasa achas nekol mitzvah Hashem. Ashelo te'asana, the Hashem. So the question is, what exactly is going on over here? Is this a chait? Is this an asham? If he's doing a mitzvah, what's so terrible? Why is it that it's not something that should be done? So I want to preface all of this by explaining a narrative. That is that the Nomele Melech once used to go around to different communities, and he was quoted as saying that if he's ever able to complete one mitzvah in its entirety, he would be so delighted and excited about that. What does that really tell us? That tells us that the more a person learns, the more a person realizes how little he knows. So, for example, I'm about to make a siyum on Maseches Pesachim. And the more that I went through Maseches Pesachim, the more you realize, especially surrounding the Karban Pesach, the more I realize that I know so little. And there's so much more to learn, especially when you look at, the rest of Shas and even the things that I have been able to cover. There's so much more for me to understand. So it's true about the opposite, right? There are people that learn a little bit, and then they think they know everything, right? So they say a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. That's one quote. Or ignorance is bliss, is people think that they know everything when they know nothing. But the more someone, learns, the more a person realizes how little they know. And the more a person practices Torah mitzvot, the more a person realizes how little he really is in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one approach. However, there are some people that actually believe that by the performance of certain mitzvot, they should be repaid. And so they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, listen, you owe me one. And that's an amazing a statement, and it's a full statement, right? So a person says, no, I went ahead and I did this mitzvah, I did that mitzvah. But we all know that schar mitzvah b'haya amalaka, that there's no reward for doing mitzvahs in this world. What is the reward, however? Schar mitzvah mitzvah. What does that mean? That the more mitzvahs that you do, the more opportunities you have to do more mitzvahs. So as the Gemara says, magagulin z'chosa idei zakai. Right, you continuously give people opportunities to do chesed for other people because they are involved in the chesed. And once they're involved in the chesed, then they're able to perform additional acts of chesed. And that in itself gives them so much chias, it gives them life. When a person's able to do more for others, because in a godlike way, Hashem is always giving to us. So in the same way that Hashem is giving to us, we're giving to other people. And that's a continuance of that very same message. So for somebody who's let's say, dedicating his life to sitting and learning, it would be very challenging for that person to go ahead and say, Hashem, you owe me one because I'm sitting and learning. It's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, and it's not the way a person should be thinking. So that's how we understand the pasuk. Nefesh ki sechata, right? It starts off as unintentional. The yasa achas nekomitz Hashem, and the person goes ahead and does what's required of him. However, he is doing things almanas lekabapras, and Chazal tell us that what we should be doing is almanas shelo lekabapras. We should not be doing mitzvos in order to get a reward. We should be doing mitzvos because Hashem commanded us to do mitzvos and Masa told them. And that's the reason why later on, the Hashem, the person has to bring a carbon asham. So I think that as we approach Pesach, as we approach the Yontov of Chag HaMatzos, we have to be Makar Tov for all the chesed that Hashem has done for us in taking us out of Mitzrayim in the first place. It's really the key. V'gatzel v'incha, v'yom ho, v'avor zeh, Asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. This is really what it's all about. Telling all the narrative. No, a person says, no, look, Hashem, look, I'm buying kosher matzos and I'm buying kosher cottage cheese and, I'm buying kosher this and kosher that and it's so expensive. It's true. But at the same time, a person should be happy that he has the opportunity to do all these things. And again, it's not easy. So it could be very challenging. And no one's taking that away. But in the very same light, we should be appreciative of the wonderful yontif that's coming upon us. And that's what we say, acha kosher v'sameach. It's not just that we should have a kosher holiday. Acha kosher v'sameach means that we should have a simcha-filled holiday, a holiday that is replete with all of the significances and the nuances and the different memories that we are able to extract. You know, when we raise the Ka'ara, Rebbe Gamliel, Omer, Pesach, Matzah, Marar, whoever doesn't say these three things, Lo Yatzi Dei Chavasan. So you have Rebbe Gamliel. And there's an interesting thought about Rebbe Gamliel that just comes to mind. He says, Pesach, Matzah, Marar. Really, he says, really, Chazal say that it's the opposite, right? If you think about the stages, it was Marar, then it was Matzah, and then it was Karban Pesach. So why does it say Pesach, Matzah, Marar? So, first of all, we always start off with something that's positive, right? But the Marar is what really united us, because that's when Banitzak al Hashem, the Geula, came about because of the difficulties. So we the Geula hopefully will also come about as a result of, Banitzak al Hashem. When we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to us, right? Because it says, Hakta Kasa Ba'elai, that's by the daughter of Lot in Parshas Noach. That because of her cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid vengeance upon Sodom and Gomorrah, right? And then we say that the Klal Yisrael called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I hear your cry, but now's the time to get moving. Now that you've started the engine, we have to finish the cycle. So that means that you have to get into that water so that the Egyptians will follow you, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. And that's at the beginning of the Erev, and it's like Al Hashem, right? We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these cries are symbolic of an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then intercede on our behalf and see us through to the salvation. So when we circle back to this idea that we're discussing over here, it's when a parent does something for a child and takes the kid to the hospital or to the doctor's office because the kid's not feeling well, the parent doesn't say to the child, you owe me one. No, kach natzarta, this is the reason for your creation, right? In the same way that when a person does mitzvah samas and tov, he doesn't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you owe me one. No, kach natzarta, this is the purpose of your creation. So once we are able to appreciate this fact, then it's a lot easier for us to continue and to propel ourselves forward. And with that bracha, as we approach this beautiful yontif of Pesach, and we're ushering in a beautiful, auspicious time, that we should all be able to see the Yad Hashem in everything that we do, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us, that we should have only the very best for this upcoming Yontif and Yeshuas and Achamos all around. And I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach as well. Take care, all the best.